Yesterday was, in many ways, interesting for you. Unfortunately, your teammate Brian Schwenke is injured and out, and so you're thrust into the lineup. You had already been playing some snaps and reps in earlier games, but what was that like for you?
Well, I've had some game snaps earlier this year, mostly at left and right guard. So this was really the first bulk of getting center reps on Sundays. I haven't played that much center during the season since the preseason, so it was exciting. At the same time, you know, it was kind of heartbreaking for the reason why I was getting those center reps because of Brian going down. But it's a position that I've, you know, played the most of throughout my career. So, you know, that's comfortable for me.
And it's just so happens that when all this happens, you're lined up right across from Ndamukong Suh. That had to have been kind of crazy for a moment or two.
Yeah, you know, we did our rookie scouting reports this week, and, you know, I knew what I was going to expect going into it. I was prepared, but you never really know until you're out there. But I felt that, you know, all of us up front were prepared enough for each of the players that we were facing on the line.
You were a four-year starter at Boston College, and I know that in the evaluation process, a lot of GMs and coaches like that, in that you weren't just a one- or two-year guy. And not that Boston College, you know, prepares you at the same level as the NFL, but you think that kind of primes you to come in and do what you did today, yesterday, and what you'll do from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, going through the draft process, I think that, you know, a lot of teams like that. You spend a lot of time at the one position. Obviously, I wish that I had some, you know, guard reps in my back pocket going into the NFL, but unfortunately, I didn't. But they did look at it as, you know, he spent a lot of time, you know, at the center position. He's been through a lot. He's seen a lot of different situations, played a lot of different teams and players. So I think they like the experience aspect of it.
Andy, how would you grade yourself in your time yesterday?
I think I did well, but, you know, I did make some mistakes. I started slow. As the game went on, I did get more comfortable. That's the biggest thing. I feel like the more you play, the more comfortable you get. You know, the older guys, the vets really, you know, picked me up after the first series, got me going, got me more comfortable with what was going on, and I'm excited for this next week.
How much changes were you knowing that you're probably the guy at center the rest of the way?
It just means a lot more work, you know, coming out there every day. It's going to be a grind, even more so now. But, you know, you're always, you know, preparing as if you are going to play. So it's the same mentality, but a little more workload during the week.
Andy, how much your vets help? I know you talked a lot about Brian last night, maybe how much he meant to you and your development. How much have the veterans kind of helped you along the way, and how much a resource they're going to be for you moving forward?
It's been unspeakable. I mean, you know, guys like Taylor, Chance, Byron, Jamon, all those guys. But more so, you know, Brian. That's why I heard so much yesterday, seeing what happened, because he's a older brother to me. That's how I see him. And to see that happen, you know, it's terrible. But, I mean, they keep me under their wings. You know, they're helping me every single day. So
in the last part of your reps in the game yesterday when Zach came in, I guess that was a more comforting thing for you because you guys worked together so closely in practice, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I hadn't taken any snaps with Marcus since rookie minicamp. But, you know, we do get snaps here and there, but nothing meaningful. But like you said, I am very comfortable with Zach, so when that came in, you know, we didn't skip a beat. But I just have to keep building chemistry with Marcus going forward.
You're excited, I guess. I'm sorry, I missed the first part. You got to be excited about an opportunity. I know you kind of
weighed your turn a little bit. And you're excited about being a regular in there and getting a chance to play?
Yeah, really excited. Yeah. I mean, that's why you work your whole life to get here. You know, I'm taking advantage of the opportunity. I'm going to, you know, work my butt off, do what I have to, whatever I have to do to get ready for the game on Sunday.
You looked at the Falcons much?
Not too much yet, no. We just got done reviewing the tape from yesterday. So.
Did you spend much time with Lavitre when he was here?
Yeah.
And he's going to be on the other side, obviously.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see Andy. He was one of the veterans that was great to me ever since I got here to Tennessee. And you know, he was another guy that I saw as a very close mentor to me, so it'll be exciting to see him after the game.
You want the winner?